As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, you have them, we tackle them. We put them all up on our podcast thing. On where?
The Audacy app.
There we go.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
There we go. What's happening today?
Today we have Connie. She's calling us from a bathtub, it sounds like.
Yay!
Yay!
Do you want to give us any more information than that hack? Or
We'll let her get it. Okay.
Connie, what's happening?
I'm walking by AutoZone, and there's like a U-Haul loud.
Oh,
and I was trying to get away from my son because he's right here, and it's about him.
Okay. Oh, God, This is about your kid. What's happening?
Okay, so my son and his wife, they already have one baby, and they named the first baby, the middle name, after her family side. So, you know, a nice name that's been going down the line for generations. Well, it's our turn, I feel. They're having their second one due in August, and I would like that baby, this baby number two, to have my husband's family's middle name that's been going down for generations. And they're not really budging. They're kind of brushing me off, and I'm kind of upset about it. So, oh,
okay. Wow, that was drinking from a fire hose right there.
I'm so wild. I'm trying to get all this out before he hears me.
So is this name, you made it sound like this, you said the name has been passed down for generations. Is it a bat? Like, what's, do you want to say the name or no?
I can. It's Lee, L-E-E. Big deal, right?
Okay. So you want to throw a Lee in as the middle name?
It's a real basic middle name.
It's a bit.
I know, but it's been going around since like the 1600s or something. I don't know. So listen. My son even has that middle name, and I wasn't crazy about it. It's kind of beige. And then my mother-in-law, who was my future mother-in-law at the time, was talking to me and saying, if you ever have kids, would you clue how important it is? And I'm like, okay, fine, just to appease her. And that's grown on me. So I kind of want that to continue for my husband's side of the family. It's only fair.
Okay. And you're saying...
It's only fair?
Erica?
That's where she loses me. What do you mean? Nothing's fair.
Well, I mean, they named... Okay, the other one is Franklin. Okay, Franklin. My first grandchild.
Franklin as a middle name, and that's an homage to somebody on her side of the family.
Yeah, some inventor or something. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Benjamin Franklin?
It's not a stretch. We should know. Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, Franklin, come on. That's kind of, you know... Bleh. Why not Lee?
Okay, you're not
adorable. Your grandchild.
Yeah.
What was that? What was that?
Nothing. Eric is just being super judgy, and that's not how we treat people on OPP.
I understand that, but here's my thing.
Okay.
I understand, but no.
I understand, but I'm going to disagree. I am a woman. as you guys know, I plan to have children someday.
Did you know that hack?
Well, are you engaged?
I plan to have children with my fiance someday.
What does being a woman have to do with naming a child?
No, I'm going to be birthing these children, right? As her daughter-in-law is going to be birthing this child. I'm going to be careful. But what I'm saying is, I don't know that any of the parents should have any say in the names.
I think you could have just said that and left your whole birth and the child part out of it, and we would not have beef. Now we have beef.
Why do we have
beef?
Because
I think you started to say, I'm a woman, I carry the child, so much like the President of the United States of America, I have veto power.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know if I disagree with that.
You must be friends with my daughter-in-law.
You're a father.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're allowed to have a very big part in naming your children.
Okay.
I'm feeling sweaty.
Okay. I'm allowed to have...
Yeah. Congrats, Dad. Now ease up. Not too much.
But I think maybe if your mother had said, well... the middle name has to be from our side. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't say has to be. I just said it would be really nice. I want to sit down with her and tell her how important it is.
So you've told your son this. Well, your son already knows. He's got the name.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he knows. Yeah.
So he knows that this is a tradition. And then they snuck one past the goalie with the Franklin. On the first one.
With the inventor.
You've already chosen a side. And like that, this is why, like, Your Honor, who's Your Honor here?
I like the name Franklin, for the record.
I have nothing wrong with Franklin. Saying,
if you're in a, if, okay, let me just give the phone number. 303-222-5423. You can call, you can text. I will say this. My daughter has an homage as her middle name.
Mm-hmm.
It's her grandmother's name. Like,
on
I
which
did that.
Side?
Huh?
From which side?
From her side.
The mom's
side.
Yeah, but it was my idea.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's really kind
of
you.
But you're saying, oh my God, Erica. Connie, I'm so sorry. It sounds like you're talking to the U-Haul guy now. Like, hey, do we need anything else from her?
I think, no.
Hang on. I can't believe the can of worm this has opened up between Erica and I.
I can't believe how angry you are.
Could you have a baby? Okay, listen. I'm gonna say words, and we're all just gonna have to be okay with it.
Okay.
Could you have a baby without me? Like, if we were married, could you?
Well, without. Oh, if we were, I was like, I'm absolutely gonna have a baby without you. Thank you very much.
You don't know that yet.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
I would read your contract again.
Need an agent.
Okay. If you and I were married,
I know it's a lot. There's a lot going on for both
correct.
Of us.
Ugh. I could not have a baby without you unless I
but then all
got
of a sudden
donor.
You have it and then you get.
No, I'm not saying that like mom gets to say, well, this is the name, deal with it. I'm saying mom gets to say, I don't really want the grandparents having an opinion about our name.
But since you already did it on one of our kids, can we do it on the second one for my side?
Maybe she hates the name Lee.
Compromise, give and take.
Yeah.
That's marriage.
Right.
And it's obviously a tradition. His middle name is already that. Like this, here's what sucks. I have people in my family whose middle name, oh God, do you think they listen? Whose middle name is Eugene as some sort of homage. Mm. Eugene is like, I'm sorry.
I have a friend with the middle name going, Farquaad, and it's a family thing.
And it's
but they
awful.
Didn't go with it. My friend married him and they didn't go with it.
I'm torn that it's gone through generations and then it's just going to end. It's just, you know,
because
that,
I don't
it
feel
feels
like it.
Unsatisfying.
Because I don't want to. It's a middle name. I don't even know your middle name. I do know your
you
middle name.
You do know my middle name.
Curses! Do I know anybody else's? Aaron?
I know I've said it before, but like, it doesn't matter. It's just a middle name. No one
right,
uses
so
it.
Right, so then let's just throw
oh,
this.
I'm very tied to my middle name.
I know you are, but like, let's throw grandma a bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I'm kind of, yeah. And I don't know. It sounds to me like it is her daughter-in-law. It sounds like obviously her son knows what's up. He knows about the name and he's going, I don't know. She doesn't like it. She's playing buffer. And maybe he has the right to do that, but I don't know. Maybe she should talk to her.
But
and
she
just
got
explain
convinced,
where she's coming from. And go,
she got
yeah.
convinced that way. Her mom, her mother-in-law came and talked to her and said, listen, this is a tradition.
And yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe she just needs to have that woman-to-woman, like, look, this is why it's important to me.
But Tiak, look me in the eyes and then look over at Erica and tell me she would be receptive to the conversation you're talking. Mm. She's already said, I don't want to do it. And like, if you go, if she comes to you,
my
I was,
future
oh my
mother-in-law.
God, he, if she comes to you, I was going to say mano a mano. But she comes
mana
to you,
mama.
Okay. Like mom, mom to mom.
I'm not really a mama
could
girl.
You, like I'm a mom and I did this. I did this as a mom. I didn't want to name your husband something Lee, whatever. So, after some mm-hmm. inventor. Oh, that was the other side.
After the jeans.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wasn't
if,
she's, really
if she mom to moms you, would that work?
It might.
Oh,
but,
or would it? Could it make it worse?
No, probably not worse, because it sounds like the daughter-in-law has already made a decision. But I do think that if it's really important to the husband, he should be the one who's like, "Honey, we got to do this."
Sounds like he's not going to do it though. And in his defense, if she's already pregnant, which it sounds like she is, you're not going to. You don't rock that boat.
This should have been a pre-marriage conversation.
Yep, should have been in the contract.
Yeah, your contribution is done.
Sit down.
Right? Yeah.
Go warm the bench for a little bit. I don't. Okay. Should Connie approach the pregnant woman? Yeah.
Can we ask the other woman in the room, though? Would you feel like you
I
have
don't
veto
put words
power?
In her mouth, but she said the words. It's a middle name.
I mean, I definitely feel like I would have veto power, but I wouldn't use it.
Okay, and you also do not have
that's, visa. That's an interesting
okay.
take.
Okay, all right. If you want to sound off on the veto thing, we'll take those calls too. Because, oh boy, 303-222-5423.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Connie out. I don't... This is drawn a really weird line between Erica and I, and there's also other people texting in that are like... So, Connie is a grandma. They have one grandkid, and on that grandkid, the mom side of the family kind of helped guide them on the middle name.
So, Connie's daughter-in-law.
Yes.
I do want to make that clear. I think it's important.
Now, Connie's saying... She's like the daughter-in-law's pregnant again. She's like, now we get to say on the middle name on this one. And you guys are like, they have no say. It's like, why'd the other family get a say?
The other family maybe didn't get a say. Maybe the mom wanted to name the baby
But still her side under of the influence of her family.
Look, I've read a text that I know there's a caller on the line with this opinion, and I'm going to hold off.
Oh, you're okay.
Because.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for holding off.
Also, to be clear, the name that Connie wants to use is a family name. Like, she's not just picking a random one. It has been. So there is history there, too.
Even the son has this name.
Yeah.
The middle name, the middle name is Lee. And it works for boys or girls. So
different spelling, usually.
I think you could make L-E-E work for either one.
Yeah, that's true.
You could almost make L-E-I-G-H work for either one.
Yeah.
So, because like there's names like Taylor and Declan is like kind of both genders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or Chris.
Oh,
no. Look what you did there. Chris.
Yay.
Yay. What do you think should happen here?
Well, I was just curious if anybody has ever heard the phrase, a son is a son until he takes a wife. A daughter is a daughter all of her life. Because, I mean, my son got married a couple years ago, and someone said that to me. And you do kind of feel the separation when it's a son who's having a child. Because my son just had his first child. And, you know, you're not quite as involved as you would be if, say, it was your daughter's child.
Okay.
This is 100% accurate. I've seen it in my siblings.
So then what you're saying is, then as a mom, you got to step back. You don't have a say
anymore. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I do everything I can. They don't live near me, so I FaceTime. I do whatever I can to be, involved with my granddaughter. But it is different.
That doesn't make any sense.
Different.
Like, okay, it's like either you give yourself to your new spouse, and both. Mm-hmm. Genders do. It's like I would almost feel like in the traditional sense, it's the opposite because the dad goes, "Here you go, here's my daughter,"
right? And also the like husband is like, "Here's a cow for your daughter."
The family pays the dowry.
old school. But I think that what happens with the babies is like when I have a child, my mom will come to help, right at the beginning.
Yes,
my mom. There's not. No one else's mom is going to be that involved with what's happening with me.
Why not?
Yeah. That's weird.
Well, because it's very personal, right?
And they even moved to the East Coast to be closer to her family. So, you just kind of feel that little bit of a pull away from a son.
It's sad, but
okay. So you're completely on the daughter-in-law side.
I know it's just weird to be
pointing it to you
because we're saying like, oh, the son pulls away, and it's like, is it because he married someone's daughter who's pulling him away? Like, which is chicken or the egg?
Did you pull away?
Like, your mom's going to be more involved in your birth of your child because you want her to be, and your husband's opinion, we don't care. So is he pulling away from his family, or did you pull him away?
I was angry at her before, and your anger looks so.
Yeah.
Well, it's like,
this is terrifying.
It feels like a chicken or the egg. It's because it's like, why we can't really pick us who's pulling and who's not.
I think
and
it's just more common that boys like don't return to their family as much. And I've heard this from friends who have sons, and they're like, oh my gosh, we're going to be the dad side of the family someday. It's very strange.
I just want to say, when it comes to you having a baby and your mom, your mom coming in and helping you with whatever's fallen on you and whatever, that's whatever. Yes.
I'm also not sure that she will be. She is listening right now. She's probably like, I'm not doing that.
She can hold stuff up. But like, your fiance's mom should absolutely be allowed to come in and help with the baby.
She will, differently. I don't need.
It's just a whole set of rules
in front of my husband's mom.
You'll be surprised what you're comfortable with being nude after you have the baby.
That's true. Maybe.
Shanna,
also, I'm not pregnant.
She is not.
You've been real nauseous lately, though.
Stop.
And you won't drink anytime I've offered. Okay, Shanna.
Yay.
What do you think of this whole thing?
Okay. Well, I've had 3 kids. And what I thought was the most fair way to name your babies was to name the first name together, you and your partner.
Yeah.
Middle name, mom gets 100%. And then traditionally, the boy passes down the dad passes down the last name. So it is what it is. And I would just say, this
what?
Is not your baby.
Well,
no, because I didn't get to pick my last name.
Do your kids have your last name?
Yes.
Do they have their mom's last name?
No.
Hmm.
I didn't make the rules.
You could have given them her last name.
You hate being wrong.
You guys, that's no way. How about we go back and forth on the middle name? You get one,
I get
one.
We give up our identities to change our last names because that's
is this
just
a call?
How
is
the
this
world
a call?
Works.
You wanted to. This is what you're holding back on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is what I was holding back.
Okay, so you feel like you won because we did the last name. Okay, fine.
I don't feel like I won. I actually feel like we give a lot.
Thanks, Shane. If we both were mad at her at the same time, we might actually defeat her. This is like in the movie trope.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't fight her, then you fight her. We fight her together.
We keep taking turns. You're right.
Just come over here.
What, am I a demon or something?
Paula.
Yay.
What do you think? Does Connie have a right to name, or at least partially name, middle name, cute middle name, Lee, the grandchild?
No, I think it's mom's choice. And I'm on grandma's side, but dad gets to keep the last name if he has a good wife that lets the kids have the dad's last name.
Wait, where did this thing come from? Like, I didn't make that rule. That rule was in place before me.
It's not really a rule. It's
you great, but you accepted it.
Well, it's like tradition.
It's tradition, and it, you know.
Yeah, but you never told me. Does your fiancé know he has no say in the middle name
it's
of his
not
children?
No say.
You just said.
I just
my God. You just said you sided with the texter.
No, I sided with the fact that it's like the kids get the dad's last name.
And then who gets the middle name?
We collaborate. But it's
but
not
if you're
his
wrong,
mom.
Yeah, it's the people
the couple.
Who. Yes.
Okay. Once again, on the sideline.
I also feel like I'm getting myself in trouble.
You're the demon here.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.